This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we break up our khutbah into two important parts, and they are both linked to each other. So the first half we will learn about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. And we will tie these three names into each other or together, and we will also learn about how they apply to us as human beings in the second half of this khutbah, inshaAllah. So to begin with, we look at three of the names of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them together or connected with one another, or I should say, after each other in the Quran. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Huwa Allah. الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. So who is الخالق? Who is البارئ? And who is المصور? Of course we know that it is Allah. But what does that mean to us? Some of us know when we hear الخالق that Allah is the creator. And that's a given. That's understood. We were taught that as children. But what about the creator do we need to know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Khaliq is the one who created everything and who creates everything. So Allah doesn't stop in what He is doing. Allah Azza wa Jal can make things happen and has written and decreed for things to happen. And He has ordered the pen to write and the pen wrote. But as time goes on, things continue to be done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in He makes it such that they follow through. Things happen based on how He wanted it to happen. So Allah created everything. But not only is He the creator of everything, He created everything from nothing. So Al-Khaliq is the one who has the ability to create. Now, in modern times when we hear this term, someone who creates something from nothing, or someone who establishes something from nothing, that is usually known as the entrepreneur, the business type person, that business-minded person who started up his business venture or her business venture out of nothing. They were poor, they didn't have money, they didn't have resources, etc. But they still used something to create what they have. They may have borrowed money, they may have, you know, invested in something, their time, invested their time instead of money, and so on and so forth. For you and I, when we want to make something, or human beings try to clone the human beings, right? What did they do? They took from the human to create what they think or are trying to or attempting to create as another human. So they took from the human to add to the human. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Al-Khaliq, doesn't need anything. What does He say in the Quran? Kun fayakun. Be and it will be. In addition to this, as Al-Khaliq, He requires no effort in order to do what is needed. And I just gave that example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kun, and it will be. Be, and it happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anything in order to create something, and He doesn't even need to put effort into it in order for it to come to reality. Also, in addition to Al-Khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates what and how and when He wishes. What and how and when He wishes. And so at times we think to ourselves, we'll see a husband and wife trying to have a child and they can't have a child. Al-Khaliq is the one who blesses them with the child, right? But Allah, Al-Khaliq, is the one who will decide when they will get the child and how the child will be and who the child will be and how many children they will have in that pregnancy. And what the child will look like, and what the child will be when they grow older, and what their financial situation will be, etc., etc., etc. So there are so many things linked to Al-Khaliq. But now we move to Al-Bari. Who is Al-Bari? Al-Bari is very simple to understand, really. It is to bring the creation into existence. So when you think back of the creation of Adam, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala molded Adam, alayhi salam, and then He brought him into existence. He made his life come to life. So it's like someone who's executing a plan that was made. For example, the parking lot, the drawings were done. Now the construction workers are making that a reality. They're bringing that project that's written on paper into a reality. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can do this with nothing. And He brings life into us from nothing. What does He say in the Quran? That He created all of us from water. From water. When you look at water, you would think to yourself, there's no way this can be a human being, a droplet of fluid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the heart in the baby in the womb of the mother, and puts the eyes, and puts the spine, and puts the hands, and the arms, and the head, and the back, and the legs, and it starts to form and grow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the soul placed in there as well. When the command is given, the soul is entered. And Al-Musawwir, to end these three names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. And we know Al-Musawwir is the one who, when we think of it in English, we'd say the one who draws. But really the one who shapes. The one who shapes, who designs. Everything is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is really a hashtag I've been using on social media for the longest time. Anytime you see something, it is designed by Allah. Someone who reaches a certain status in life or is removed from a position, that is the design of Allah, Al-Musawwir. How you look You are designed by Allah. How things happen and function, the rain falling from the sky instead of it going up from the ground, is designed by Allah. I remember when I was a student in Medina, I had a roommate from India, and I showed him a picture of Montreal in the winter, and he was shocked. He had never seen snow before in his life. And when he asked me, how does this happen? Where does it come from? I said, it falls from the sky. He says, you're lying. I said, no, I'm serious. Wallahi, it falls from the sky. He says, no, this must be so cold that it comes out of the ground like plants grow from the ground. That was how he thought. He never saw anything before. Al-Musawwir is the one who designs everything in the best and most perfect ways. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ وَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى وسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khaliq, al-Bari', al-Musawwir, He's the one who creates and the one who designs and fashions and the one who brings everything to life. Yesterday was the International Day for People of Disabilities. December 3rd, every year, we talk about people with disabilities. Someone who may be blind, someone who can't hear, someone who can't see, someone who can't speak, someone who can't walk, someone who can't move, someone who is going through some sort of disability. And we see that every single year, on this Friday, and usually the first Friday of December, all the masajid across the GTA, we try to unite in our message. And today, alhamdulillah, the fact that we learned about Al-Khaliq, the one who creates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates those with abilities and those who we say have disabilities, but really that is the beauty of the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has the ability to make someone not see but memorize the Quran. Allah has the ability to make someone not hear but able to communicate with others. Allah has the ability to make someone not walk but still stand in prayer, even though they're sitting, stand in prayer. Qiyam, as-salah, they are able to establish their prayer in their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His abilities through people who may have disabilities in their life. And we need to be more understanding of this. Al-Musawwir is the one who designed every single one of us and designed people with disabilities. So the next time we see, or we hear, or we speak to someone who has a disability, remember, that is the plan of Allah. That is Al-Khaliq's work. That is Al-Bari's work. That is Al-Musawwir who designed this person and brought them into this life so that you and I can recognize what we have and what we don't have and how we may be achieving things less than those who are achieving more than us and are not able to do things as fluently and fluidly as you and I. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to understand all His names and attributes. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings and mercy down upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open His doors of mercy and fadl and to shower them down upon every single one of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this pandemic from upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us upon Islam and Iman always and to allow us to live and to die upon Iman and Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to one another, to make it easy for us to be understanding of each other, to allow us to be a means of spreading this deen from house to house and country to country and continent to continent. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the best of human beings on earth, to be a shining example of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all of our neighbors. Ameen. الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر. 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 الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Study more. Please make sure your cell phones are silent. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون فيه فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره كان توابا. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
My brothers and sisters, for your cooperation outside. I know it's a mess. Please do not pray your sunnah here. We need to see out the parking lot as well to make space for other people coming for the next prayer. Jazakumullah khairan for your cooperation, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
لا فض فوق
الله يبارك فيك
ونور الله قلبك وزادك إيمانا ونورا وعلما وحكمة. أهلا وسهلا. أنا اسمي حسام السباعي.
أخوكم داود أحمد.
داود أحمد من مين الأخ؟
من مواليد كندا.
ما شاء الله.
نعم.
والأصل؟
الأصل باكستان.